On the 1st of January, Australia begins its three-year term on the UN Human Rights Council. And this week, our federal government has repeated that it will use that seat to advocate strongly for the rights of people with a disability. And the Australian government's nominated the lawyer and disability advocate, Rosemary Kayes, as a candidate to the UN Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Rosemary Kayes is also director of the Disability Innovation Institute at the University of New South Wales. Rosemary, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, friend. Thank you very much.
And congratulations on your nomination as a candidate. I think you've still got to be elected, and that takes place in New York next June. What would it mean for Australia, Rosemary, to have a representative on the UN Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities?
Well, it means for Australia that it's committing to the human rights process again, quite positively. And Australia being an incredibly wealthy country compared to a lot of countries is quite advanced in terms of its disability policy. That doesn't mean there aren't issues that need to be dealt with in Australia. That's, far from the case. Mm-hmm. There's still significant issues that can be dealt with. But we have robust discrimination law. We have experience in Australia that we can contribute in the dialogue in developing the legal standard in international law around disabilities.
Uh-huh. I'll come to the legal standard in a moment. The UN Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, as I understand it, is the body of independent experts like yourself that will monitor the implementation of the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. That convention came into force back in 2008. I think it has 160 signatories. And its aim is to ensure that people with disability enjoy full equality under the law. How is it going, that convention, in holding people to that benchmark? Rosemary?
It has, as you indicate, it has very strong ratification throughout the world. I was part of the negotiating committee. I'm part of the committee that negotiated the convention. And mm-hmm. In the area of disability, we're starting from a position where most countries have a fairly long way to go. People with disability, the argument around developing the convention was that disability was really the missing piece of the human rights puzzle, that there was lots of framework around race and gender, but for disability there wasn't a lot of normative content for the want of legalistic jargon around the standards that governments needed to meet. And so a lot of the work that's been done so far is about building capacity, both within governments but also with people with disability themselves and their representative organisations in being able to and give meaning to the rights within the convention.
There was an amazing film shot earlier this year that brought to the world a protest, people with disability in Bolivia, and they staged this dramatic demonstration and they went in their wheelchairs for miles and miles and miles and miles and took days and days to get to the seat of parliament to complain about the support, the way they're treated, the support they get. That's people taking action into their own hands. I mean, what is the disparity that you've seen through your work between the developed and the developing world? And are there some sort of real beacons of inspiration?
People with disability have and still do have very, very fundamental rights denied to them, just very, very basic rights of being able to decide with whom and where they live, and very fundamental rights about what they get to eat each day and what they get to wear and when they can get up and when they can go to bed. And these are not things that happen just in developing countries. These are things that happen in quite developed countries and they happen, today.
Well, in fact, sorry to interrupt you, but I think the UK is one of the signatories to the convention that's been investigated for breaching their obligations.
Yeah, I mean, the UK ratified not long after Australia did, and it has been found that it's not meeting its obligations in certain areas. And Australia's the Productivity Commission review of our service system prior to the rollout of the National Disability Insurance Scheme indicated that, you know, the provision of service for people with disability in Australia was far from acceptable.
Yep. Rosemary, just on that, and finally, I mean, you said earlier that Australia is very well developed in our disability inclusive development disability rights. We've got at the moment the introduction of the National Disability Insurance Scheme. It's rolling out right around the country, and there are problems there. I heard an interview with somebody the other day who was very upset because he was going to lose some of the independence he'd had because he loses some of the allowance he's had to get people to drive him to work and drive him home from work and things like that. How do you regard the rollout of the NDIS and the place it will serve in Australia going forward when hopefully we can sort out some of the problems?
Look, I think the NDIS is incredibly important, but I don't think it's the only element that we need to deal with. The NDIS is incredibly important because it puts the emphasis back on the person with a disability, that they're the person whose life disability support is about supporting. It's not about them meeting the needs of the service system. But the National Disability Strategy more broadly, which the NDIS is part of, is incredibly important. And for the NDIS to be financially viable, the National Disability Strategy needs to be implemented. We need to put as much energy into the National Disability Strategy to make mainstream society as accessible as possible, to take pressure off the NDIS and to make it financially viable. And so the more society is inclusive and people with disability can engage in mainstream services, the less need there will be for specialised disability services.
Yep.
And I think we need to put as much effort into that as we do into making sure the NDIS is rolled out.
Rosemary, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast, and good luck with this election.
Thank you very much.
Rosemary Kayes is Director of the University of New South Wales Disability Innovation Institute, and she's Australia's candidate now to the new UN Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Those elections will be held in New York next June.